You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Now that Tony Evers has announced he will not seek a third term as governor, lots of people are making a run for the state's top seat. Shelley Pittman reports.
Now that Tony Evers has announced he won't seek a third term as governor, lots of people are making a run for the state's top seat. Shelley Pittman reports.
Ryan Sternod has worked at American Family Field and at County Stadium for 37 years, and he's a longtime brewer beer vendor. Now he wants to run for governor and is poised to formally announce his campaign Wednesday. He registered paperwork with the state at the end of June. Other lesser-known candidates have also put their hat into the ring. Along with current Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, there's Zachary Roper of Muskego, seeking the Democratic ticket. Along with businessman Bill Berrien and Washington County Executive Josh Showman, there's Andrew Mansky, seeking the Republican nomination for governor. We're just under a year away from the August 2026 primary. I'm Shelley Pittman.
State Representative for Madison, Francesca Hong, told WisPolitics she's seriously considering a run, and State Senator Kel DeRoys told the same to our Todd Albaugh. We're expecting more people to announce their candidacy this week. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee area is still in recovery mode after the storms only 9 days ago. Senator Tammy Baldwin visited to tour the damage, saying the federal government should step in. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
We're not going to be going back to normal tomorrow, and probably not anytime soon. And so we need people to understand that this road to recovery, this will take time, and we need your patience.
So far, officials estimate the record-breaking floods have caused $30 million in damage. Crowley says 3,000 homes have been surveyed so far, and 60 of them have major damage or are destroyed. In a story we've been following, the woman authorities say is responsible for a deadly crash that killed two teens is now back in the Dane County Jail. 30-year-old Noelia Martinez is charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle, among other counts. The Dane County Sheriff's Office says she was driving drunk last month and hit a car carrying Hallie Helgeson and Brady Heiling of Minnesota. Both of them died. Martinez was arrested and was in the Dane County Jail until she made bond last week, according to court records. The Dane County Sheriff's Office notified the Department of Homeland Security, and federal authorities from DHS arrested her. But then a local judge raised her bond in the crash case to $5 million. After that, she was taken into the Dane County Jail again. This case has become a lightning rod for the debate over illegal immigration. Homeland Security had requested a detainer on Martinez, essentially asking the Dane County Sheriff's Office to hold her for them. Those requests are not legally binding, and Dane County does not honor them. That caused a spat between the Sheriff's Office and Homeland Security. Leaders at Homeland wanted to deport Martinez and called Dane County a sanctuary community. But Sheriff Calvin Barrett said giving her a taxpayer-funded flight back to Honduras and releasing her as a free woman isn't justice, and he wants her to stand trial. Meanwhile, years' worth of work on Wilson Street in downtown Madison is finally finished. It's taken about a decade of planning, designing, and actual construction to redo the Wilson Street corridor, which leads to Monona Terrace. They've redone the street, added bike lanes, and done other updates. Altogether, the project cost about $18 million. There's a ribbon cutting to celebrate all these improvements on Wednesday. For more local and state news, just head to our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A doubleheader at Wrigley Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs scheduled to play two games again today. That's because they got rained out last night in Chicago. The Brewers winning game one yesterday, 7-0, thanks to home runs by Bryce Terang and Caleb Durbin. Have the Brewers made a statement? Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, I think the message sent really is that, look, there's a big gap. They're ahead of us by a lot. It's a talented team on and off the field. It's a talented team, but there's a big gap, and we got We've got room to make up. There's no question about it. Frankly, that makes it daunting. They've been good, man.
The Brewers now lead the Cubs by 9 games. NFL, despite heavy rains in Green Bay, the Packers held practice, and even though he had thumb surgery a week ago today, Jordan Love was at practice, at least for the first half.
He's doing his job, man. He's doing exactly what he is supposed to do. And being there for the team when he can, taking his mental reps if he's not on the field, and while he is on the field, doing what he's been doing.
That's Packers receiver Romeo Doubs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thriller fans will be happy to know that Glenn Close will play a deranged killer in the new show, Maude. According to Variety, the 8-time Oscar nominee, who famously played a killer in Fatal Attraction, will take on the title character, who is based on Maude Oldcastle, an elderly woman who's a bit nuts. The show is based on material from Swedish authors Nina and Moses Rain. The show will premiere on the UK's Channel 4. Filming is expected to start this year. Believe it or not, despite her 8 Oscar nominations, Glenn Close has never won. If you are looking for a new show that will keep you on the edge of your seat, here's one of Pete's picks. The show Alien Earth is really good. The show follows a spaceship that crashes into Earth, bringing aliens with it. There are too many storylines at play to talk about here, but I definitely recommend checking out the trailer or reading about it before you watch it. The first 2 episodes are available on Hulu. The sequel to the surprise hit Nobody, starring Bob Odenkirk, made a decent showing at the box office last weekend, but could not overtake the previous week's top 2 contenders. Box office smash Weapons, Zach Cregger's creepy follow-up to Barbarian, held on to the number 1 spot with ease and showed only a 44% drop from the opening weekend. Weapons pulled in $24.5 million in week 2 for a domestic total so far of $88 million. The film had a per-screen average of over $7,000. Freakier Friday, starring Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, finished in second place for the second week in a row, also showing less than a 50% dip at the gate. Nobody 2, the only new newcomer to crack the top 5, received positive reviews and a fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but had a mediocre showing when it comes to numbers, but will probably be a big hit on streaming platforms. Rounding out the final 2 spots for the top 5 were Fantastic Four, First Steps, and The Bad Guys 2. Sydney Sweeney might have good genes, but they aren't enough to overcome a bad box office showing of her latest film, Americana, which tanked, pulling in only $500,000 on over 1,100 screens for an average of $455 per theater. The film reviewed fairly well, but was not enough to get people to the theaters to see what's being called a modern-day Western. I'm pretty sure her soap made more money last week. Maybe she can use some of it to wash away the stink of the performance of this film. Something tells me she'll be okay. In cheerleading news, yeah, I break all the big stories, the Dallas Cowboy squad is coming back. Netflix has announced there will be a season 3 of America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Netflix.com reports that season 2 was a top 10 hit on the streamer for English-speaking countries, because people who speak different languages would never understand what's going on given the complex narrative. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little patchy morning fog today, otherwise partly cloudy with a high right around 83 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 63 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.